Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Israeli port city of Haifa has been hit by rockets fired from Lebanon as Israel marks the first anniversary of the Hamas attacks that claimed more than 1,200 lives. The military says it's investigating how five rockets fired by Hezbollah managed to penetrate Israel's air defences. The rockets hit a restaurant, a house and a main road, injuring five people. Another rocket exploded in the northern Israeli city of Tiberias. One person was hurt. Tal Rosen works with Israeli emergency services in Haifa.
I was at my home, which is like 500 meters from here. I heard a boom. I went straight away. I found four people injured, between minor to moderate. And then I just went out, I called the emergency forces, to get first responders, and they took him to hospital.
Hezbollah said it was aiming at military facilities. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out more airstrikes on southern districts of Beirut, soon after it issued further warnings to civilians to evacuate parts of the Lebanese capital considered to be Hezbollah strongholds. The BBC's Nafise Kravnad is in the city.
The area that it's being hit, it is known as Dahir, which is particularly Hezbollah's stronghold, but big part of it, it is residential area. Tonight, we went back to the school that was accommodating and sheltering thousands of people, mainly families, fled from Dahir and southern suburb of Beirut itself. They told us that because attacks happened around that school that they were sheltering in, now they want to move and evacuate that school and they don't know where to go.
China says two of its citizens have been killed in Pakistan in what it called a terrorist attack near Karachi International Airport. A police spokesman who visited the scene, Ghulam Asfar Mahesa, briefed journalists on the incident.
We are investigating. It's too early to give an assessment to the crime scene. A large number of things have been damaged due to the fire. According to initial reports, the fire started with an oil tanker, which engulfed several vehicles. We're trying to ascertain whether there's any element of terrorism, which we haven't ruled out.
A separatist group, the Baloch Liberation Army, issued a statement saying it attacked a convoy of Chinese engineers and investors. There's heightened security in Pakistan as it prepares to host the leaders' summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. State television in Tunisia says exit polls from Sunday's presidential election suggest a clear win for the incumbent Kais Saied. The campaign was marked by the barring of many opposition candidates. One was jailed just days before the vote. According to official media, President Saied is on course to win nearly 90%. BBC News. Saudi Arabia's king has been admitted to hospital for medical tests. According to an official statement, King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, who's 88, is suffering from a lung infection. He's been in poor health for some time. Conservative candidates have won mayoral and municipal elections in some of Brazil's biggest cities in a blow for the left-wing president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Leonardo Rocha has this report.
The current mayor of São Paulo, Ricardo Nunes, is supported by the right-wing former president Jair Bolsonaro. He finished ahead of President Lula's preferred candidate, Guilherme Boulos, by a narrow margin in the first round. As neither received more than 50% of ballots cast, they will now face each other in the second round of voting. The elections have been less polarized than initially thought, with good administrators rewarded regardless of their political views. But overall, left-wing parties have performed much worse than expected, which is a major concern for the government ahead of the next presidential election in 2026.
Leonardo Rocha reporting. A prominent Russian dissident has been killed while fighting with Ukraine's armed forces. Ildar Dahin was the first person to be sent to a Russian penal colony under new laws which restricted anti-government protests. He was released in 2017 and later joined the Freedom of Russia Battalion, made up of Russians who've left the country and fight to defend Ukraine against the invasion. A woman in England who spent nearly half a century wondering why an application for her dream job was never answered has finally found out why. Tizzy Hodson, who's now 70, applied to be a stunt motorcycle rider in 1976. Her original application has just been posted back to her with a handwritten note explaining that it had been lost at a sorting office. The note reads, "Found behind a drawer only about 50 years late." BBC News.